relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. Again, I need your help. I've asked you to help to explain to me how Bernie Sanders, that cantankerous old geezer, can be number one amongst the Democrats. Also, how are people attracted to Mayor Pete Buttigieg at number three? And then, perhaps most important of all, I need your creative juices to flow, because we have decided that every week when my former White House colleague Boris Epstein joins us, he is the chief political commentator at the Sinclair Broadcast Group, we need a name for these segments.
Yes.
Don't we, Boris?
Absolutely.
And it's got to be good. It's got to be snappy. It's got to be MAGA. So right now, to info@sebgorka.com with your suggestions, what my time with Boris should be called. Follow him, Boris EP, as in Epstein, and check out breakfastwithboris.com. Welcome back, Boris.
Thank you. Now listen, for the folks who will send in ideas, no Boris and Natasha jokes, please. Okay?
I'm not Natasha, okay? Yes. I'm not that modern. I'm sorry.
Right. So let's just stay away from that.
Okay.
You would look really strange as a Natasha, by the way.
I don't do fishnets. I don't do high heels. You don't want to see me in size 14 high heels. I don't even know if they make them. So.
Only on Saturday nights, right?
Shh. Stop it. Stop it. Behave. Behave, baddies. Let's go straight to the topics of
let's
the day.
Do it.
We have some great, great audio that I want you to react to. Seems like a recurring theme whenever you arrive. We end up talking about Ilhan Omar, but let's start with Bernie Sanders, who had a town hall with my former colleagues at Fox last night. Let's listen to how a Jewish American like Bernie Sanders relates to the question of his colleague Ilhan Omar, cut four.
So I will do everything in my power, and I hope that every member of Congress will fight not only anti-Semitism, but racism and anti-Muslim activity so that we create a non-discriminatory society. But it is not anti-Semitic to be critical of a right-wing government in Israel. That is not anti-Semitic, okay?
So the thing that you missed at the beginning of the question, he actually explicitly said Ilhan Omar is not an anti-Semite. And then he goes on to say, hey, it's not anti-Semitic to criticize Israel. What is Bernie Sanders missing, Boris Epstein?
Everything.
Okay, unpack that a little, please.
Bernie Sanders is somebody who spent his honeymoon in the former Soviet Union.
No, the Soviet Union, when it was the Soviet Union.
In the Soviet Union, correct.
Yeah, right.
In the Soviet Union.
Correct.
It's former now. Back then,
yes.
When he got married,
yes.
He spent his honeymoon there. I will tell you, we're Jewish refugees from Russia at the point, but I will tell you that the Soviet Union was an anti-Semitic
state. Right.
There was a cap on how many
Jews
could...
I never even thought about that. Bernie Sanders, as an American Jew,
right,
went... I mean, it was bad enough to think that he's going to a communist state for his honeymoon, but he's going to a communist state that has systematically oppressed Jewish Russians...
Correct.
Since the beginning, the word pogrom is originally a Russian word, is it not?
So here's the quick story of that, right? Under the Czars, Jews were persecuted,
yes,
were not allowed to come into the city. That's the Pale of Settlement. They say beyond the Pale, that's where that comes from,
mm-hmm,
the Pale of Settlement. Then in the Soviet Union, still deep anti-Semitism, a cap on how many Jews there could be at universities and colleges, a cap on how many in academia. So an anti-Semitic, organized anti-Semitic state, Bernie Sanders goes there for his honeymoon to celebrate, sings songs, and has a good time. That tells you about everything you need,
yes,
to know and how much he cares or does not care for the plight of Jews around the world, okay? So Bernie Sanders is obviously not that concerned with how Jewish Americans or Jewish people in general fare. He is more concerned with Ilhan Omar, who, anti-Semitic, yes, but also, and we've talked about this before, does not seem to be a huge fan of the United States of America.
As well. Right,
correct.
Right.
A place that has taken her in, has given her refuge, but now she says it's oppressive and dismisses the worst attack on our soil, 9/11, as just something.
What did she say? What did Ilhan Omar say?
Some people did something.
Some people did something is 9/11. On that issue... So we know she's an anti-Semite, and we can say it because she is. It's not
right.
Us, making a slur, casting aspersions. Let's listen to what the president had to say about this just last night. Totally unrehearsed, a local correspondent from KTSB in Minneapolis, behind stage of a town hall, just walks up to the president. You know what he's like.
Right.
He just says, okay, you want an interview? He starts talking. Let's listen to Cut 9.
Congresswoman Omar sent out a release last night saying that your tweet from a couple of days ago has led to direct threats on her life. Any second thoughts about that tweet and the way it was produced and put together?
No, not at all. Look, she's been very disrespectful to this country. She's been very disrespectful, frankly, to Israel. She is somebody that doesn't really understand, I think, life, real life, what it's all about. It's unfortunate. She's got a way about her that's very, very bad, I think, for our country. I think she's extremely unpatriotic and extremely disrespectful to our country.
That's the president, isn't it, Boris? He says it how he sees it.
That's why he's likely the best communicator in the history of this country. He sees it, he says it, and that's why the American public can connect with him, that authenticity, right? You heard it in that statement. He is saying what people who are in their right mind,
right,
seemingly unlike Bernie Sanders,
right,
but those who are in their right mind are thinking.
It's not a talking point.
No.
It's not rehearsed.
No.
It's what he believes.
It's the truth. And that's what red-blooded Americans believe, right? That's what America, if you take a cross-section of America and you take out the folks whose liberalism has blinded them, and if you go out to Minnesota, to Michigan, to Wisconsin, to Pennsylvania, to Florida, to parts of New York and California. Remember, New York is a lot more than an island of Manhattan. New York is huge, and California is not just L.A., that's what Americans are thinking. Why is there someone in our country, no matter her background, and this has nothing to do with her religion?
No.
She could be Muslim, Christian,
skin,
Jewish,
color, sex, irrelevant. If a white guy was saying the things she was saying, it doesn't matter from what party, we should rightly be indignant as well.
Exactly. Just like we're indignant when people who are members of the Republican Party, when Congressman King made those comments, I was indignant. And I said, it's wrong. And I said on your show,
yes,
I was glad that there were repercussions.
Unlike for Ilhan Omar.
Ilhan Omar is being instead used as a flag. She's being used as a tool against the president by the Democrats. And now there's talk, because of his tweet, she needs protection. Let's be honest with each other. The reason she needs protection is because of the things she said.
Yes.
Not because the president tweeted it. And I saw the tweet. You saw the tweet. It's her statements, and then it's images of 9/11, which she was referencing.
Right.
Nothing unfair in that
tweet.
There's
no editorializing.
No.
There's her statements, and then the images of 9/11. But, for example, where was the Democrat uproar when a severed head replica of the president was held up by a comedian and put on social media. There was no, oh, Nancy Pelosi, we must protect the president even more. There was nothing. There was, oh, this is freedom of speech. No?
100%. It's a huge double standard. It's huge hypocrisy by the left. And it's going to cost them votes because the American people like America. They love America.
Right.
They love this country.
Well, how is that a controversial statement that you love this country? And you have Eric Holder say what? When was America ever great? I don't think most Americans can relate to that kind of attitude.
No, they can't. And that's why the left is becoming a marginalized entity, a marginalized movement. The Democrats are going to shrink because Americans don't relate to that. They don't agree with that. What they want is to celebrate this country, to make it strong, to make it stronger. That's what this president is doing. And they like that he's fighting against those who say things like, you remember we talked about before, living in America is like being oppressed every single day. That's not what living in America is. Living in America is freedom. Living in a lot of parts of the Middle East is being oppressed every day. You better believe.
That's why we like having him here. He's Boris Epstein. Follow him, Boris EP. On Twitter, also his breakfastwithboris.com every day for your regular briefings. He is the chief political commentator for the Sinclair Broadcast Group, and he is with us for one more segment. Guys, what are we going to call these segments? Email us, info@sedgorka.com. Get those creative juices flowing. I'm Sebastian Gorka. How confident are you that your bank accounts, IRA, 401k, and your investments are safe? Will you be able to access that money when you need it most? All your assets are just entries on an electronic ledger. If our vulnerable U.S. power grid fails or we suffer a financial collapse, you will not be able to access that money. That's why I strongly suggest you call my friends at Midas Gold Group and diversify your assets by owning physical gold. Midas Gold Group is a second-generation business, veteran-owned and operated, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. They can show you how to convert your IRA or 401k into physical gold with zero tax consequences. And if you already own gold, Midas will give you a free portfolio evaluation. Call Midas Gold Group today and be ready for whatever tomorrow brings. Call 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you. 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We don't usually take calls with guests because I want to suck the marrow out of that experience. But we have somebody who apparently has a rather provocative name for our segments with Boris Epstein. Fred from California, line 2. What suggestions would you like to make?
Well, first of all, it's not provocative. It's just historical. I don't know whether you're putting on some kind of show just for ratings or whether you just really believe what you're talking about. But first of all, the Soviet Union was a Talmudic Jewish invention. It was a creation by the Talmudic scholars. And communism is going to be the world government that's going to take over the world and usher in the Talmudic Messiah. Now, I don't know if you...
So what is the name for our segment that you're suggesting, Fred?
The name for your segment? Well, first of all, you should call your program Israel First.
Hey, Fred, are you wearing a tinfoil hat right now? Or are you just...
And is he smoking a very large one, is the question. I mean, this is funny. The left accuses me of being a fascist and a Nazi, and they call up and say we should change the name of my show to Israel First. Isn't there something ironic about that, Boris?
Yes, and it does seem like Fred has some dreams that he dreamt up about the Talmudic creation of
Are you a Hebraic scholar? Are you a scholar of Judaism, Fred?
No, nobody can be, because it says one thing and then it says another thing. Do you know what the Talmud is, Gorka? Do you know anything about Judaism?
I actually have a degree in philosophy and theology. Do you?
Okay, so when was Judaism established? Please tell us.
Why? I'm not here to give theology lectures. Why on earth would you say that the Soviet Union is a creation of Talmudic theology? I mean, I've watched many conspiracy theories because I find them entertaining, you know, ancient aliens, but not even that guy with the crazy hairdo has said anything as wacky as you have.
I don't believe... Well, first of all, I don't believe in aliens. I'm just telling you
facts. Good. Okay, well, that's a start.
Karl Marx came from a long line of Talmudic scholars from both sides of his family, from his mother and from his father.
Karl Marx was a rabid atheist. You do know that, right? Rabid atheist.
A quote.
You can be
opiate for the soul.
You know that a lot of Jews are atheists. You don't have to believe in God to be a Jew. I hope you know
that.
Are
you Jewish, Fred?
No, I'm not Jewish.
Why not?
Why not? Because I choose to be a different religion.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Let me tell you, I mean, I hope you realize that you can be an atheist and be a Jew. They're not mutually exclusive.
You're making theological statements.
I'm telling you factual statements. Moses Hess was a rabbi. He was the collaborator with Karl Marx for the Communist Manifesto.
It was Engels.
Friedrich Engels.
It was Engels.
Who bankrolled Karl Marx.
No, it was
Karl
Moses
Marx.
Hess. Moses had, or it might
Look,
have been,
we don't, we don't, we can't
Moses
have
has,
the
Moses
rewriting
has,
of history on this show. What is, okay, let's get to the point here, Fred. What is your problem with the state of Israel?
I don't have a problem.
Well, clearly you do, because you are making a pejorative statement to me on national radio saying my show should be called Israel First. That is a pejorative statement. Why would you make that statement? Because you have a problem with the state of Israel.
I'm not. I'm just saying. Let me say one more thing, please, before you hang up on me. One more thing, and it's going to be a very honest statement. The Soviet Union was the first country to recognize the independent state of Israel in 1948. Did you know that? It was not anti-Semitic.
What has that got to do with the price of bread?
Exactly. And the fact that they had a cap on how many. Wait, Fred. Let me ask you a question. Did you ever live in the Soviet Union? Did you have parents?
I didn't live in the Soviet Union.
Did you have parents who had trouble getting into college because they were Jewish?
Because you are talking to somebody who was born in the Soviet Union, who has more of a legitimate stance to actually comment on the things that you're bloviating about.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm not Chinese. So I'm not allowed to say anything about Mao Zedong?
Going to China and speaking Mandarin actually does make you a little bit more authoritative than somebody who sat in their armchair eating Cheetos. You're getting your script. They're shining the script to you. Pay attention, Fred.
No. They're not shining the script for me. I got to buy lunch here. I got to support a family.
Okay, well, good luck.
The problem is with you guys that you have an agenda.
Oh, what's the agenda? Okay, good. This is I want to get to the point. This is what we've been skipping around now for 5 minutes. What is our agenda, Fred? I'd love to know what my... Do you have an agenda, Boris? What is my agenda? Would you tell me what... Because I'm only 48 years old, and I would love to know what my agenda is, Fred. Please, tell me.
Well, first of all, the fact that you say America is Judeo-Christian...
Which it is.
You're ignorant about American history. Judeo-Christian. Let me explain it to you.
Fred, answer a question. What is my agenda? You said I have an agenda. Would you share with me what my agenda is?
Yeah, your agenda is to confuse people. It's to not tell them about the history of this country, the history of Western civilization, the fact that this is an overwhelming New Testament, a country that's based on the New Testament perspective of the
Hey, Fred, can I ask you a question? Are you an anti-Semite?
Oh, my gosh. Here we go again. I'm somebody who likes truth, okay?
That's why you won't answer the question.
But why aren't you answering the question? It's a yes or no question.
It's really easy to answer.
Are you an anti-Semite?
Wait a second.
Yes or no?
You've got the answer. We have got the answer. Thank you, Fred. Thanks for calling. Anybody who can't answer the question, are you an anti-Semite?
Twice.
You know they're an anti-Semite.
Yeah, they're
right?
Anti-Semite.
Are you an anti-Semite?
Yeah, no.
Am I an anti-Semite?
No.
No, okay. So, did you enjoy that?
Well, it was interesting. I feel bad for
Fred. How do
people
like that function? He says, I've got a family to feed. How do people like that feed a family? If you walk around your life thinking that everything's a big conspiracy, the Soviet Union was a Talmudic construct, how do you buy food?
I think that's pretty much straight up out of the Elders of Zion. That's terrible anti-Semitic.
The protocols of Zion,
yeah. So... So it's obvious that Fred has just read up a lot of these crazy conspiracy anti-Semitic theories.
But how do you function, Boris, in everyday life?
I have no idea.
Thankfully,
I don't know.
Yes, this is the correct answer. This has opened the aperture for me. Now I think we have even more options for what this segment can be called. And I think it's Fighting the Tinfoil Hat Brigade is my first submission to the name of this segment. Because there are frighteningly... too many tinfoil hatters out there.
Can you believe I asked them twice?
What does it take for you to say I'm not an anti-Semite?
Let's play this again. Are you an anti-Semite?
No.
Am I an anti-Semite? No.
That was really not very difficult.
And I asked him, and he said, well, hold on a second.
Let me tell you about how you're falsifying history. But did you know that the Soviet Union is a Talmudic creation? That was so enjoyable. I wish we could continue.
Here's the scary part, though.
Yes.
That elected members of Congress who are anti-Semitic, like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, are talking to folks like that.
Right.
And I think they are giving them fodder.
And they're normalizing anti-Semitism.
Correct.
When they say the things they say about Israel, people like Fred go, yes, finally somebody who's an anti-Semite like me in Congress. That's why we are here. And that's why this show is called America First. You've been listening to my friend Boris Epstein. Follow him, Boris EP. He's with the Sinclair Media Group. He is a friend, former colleague from the White House, and a great American.
And not an anti-Semite.
Oh, thank you. Neither am I. This is Sebastian Gorka, America First. Call us 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Fred, bye-bye.
This is definitely not CNN.
Easter. Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, Xander, Holy Spirit, to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women, coming to TBN weekdays starting April 22nd. It's good friends like Lori Crouch, Christine Kane, Carrie Jobe, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, and many more. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. Starting Monday, April 22nd at 1:30 Eastern, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Lowe's knows you're the gardener who does it right to make your flower and vegetable plants thrive. We do it right, too, with deals like 5 bags of Miracle-Gro All-Purpose Garden Soil for just $10 during our Spring Black Friday sale. Grow delicious vegetables and herbs and save on Bonnie plants, now 4 for $10. Find Spring Black Friday savings like these throughout the store, but hurry, because they won't last long. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details, U.S. only.
Your cell phone's connected to your tablet. Your tablet's connected to your laptop. Your laptop's connected to your Wi-Fi. 1 week link and thieves are in.
The digital world is so connected these days, it just takes 1 week link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes the power of Norton Security to watch out for threats in today's connected world.
Your desktop's connected to your smart TV. Your smart TV's connected to your smartwatch.
Threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web. And online threats to your devices, like ransomware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices. And if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it.
Your smartwatch is connected to your video doorbell. Your video doorbell's connected to your smart lock.
Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code GORKA for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Wow, wow, wow. That Boris, he just attracts trouble. But that was fun. Need your suggestions. What are we going to call those segments every Tuesday with my friend Boris Epstein? Send your answers to, your suggestions to, info@sebgorka.com. And now, back to your calls. The board is full, as it should be after that. When somebody drops, dial 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to line two, Mike in Los Angeles. Welcome to America First.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
I don't know.
I was listening to your show, and give me a second. And you are kind of harsh on Fred.
Why?
You know, if he says something that you let me finish. If he says something that you don't like, all of a sudden you call him anti-Semite.
No. Hang on, Mike. I'm going to interrupt you now, Mike. We didn't call him anti-Semitic until the end of the segment. You don't distort facts on my show, Mike. I know exactly what happened because I was here. I was part of that conversation. We didn't throw out insults. Once we started to understand the conspiracy theories he was spinning and the anti-Semitic attitude he had, then we asked him outright, and he refused to answer, Mike. So don't you try distorting these things, because then you will be trying to fake things just as much as Fred was.
But did you call him anti-Semite or not?
Boris asked him. Mike, don't shout or we're just going to drop the call. We asked him, are you anti-Semitic? And twice, he refused to answer. That's what happened, Mike. Those are the facts.
Why was he asked? My question to you, sir, is why was he asked if he was anti-Semite?
Why did we ask him? Because he was spinning stuff that was clearly anti-Semitic, and we wanted it out in the open.
Okay, fine. So do you think the other people in the United States, besides the Jews, the population of Jewish people in the U.S., can they call you anti-Islamophobe because you keep on freaking out when it comes to Ilhan Omar?
Mike, you have no idea. You have no idea who I am. They've been doing that for about 5 years now. Seriously? You don't know that? What I've been accused of?
5 years? You've been on this station for 3 months only. Okay, so don't give me that 5 years.
Mike, you have no idea what you're talking. You think I was born 4 months ago, Mike? Seriously, Mike? Have you switched on the television in the last 10 years? Thank you, Mike. God, the loonies are coming out of the woodwork. Let's go to line five. Chuck, Louisville, Kentucky. Welcome to America First.
Man, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. My blood pressure's a little dangerous, but I'm good.
My head was about to explode with the stupidity of that phone call.
It wasn't stupidity. It was just wacky weirdness. It was just creepy.
They're educated on one side of the issue. Real quickly, I'm going to do this real fast.
Yeah.
That man that called you, and you asked him twice if he was anti-Semitic, he wouldn't answer.
Yeah.
Okay, you had Isaac and Ishmael. Those were the two kids from Abraham.
Correct.
He asked you, where did Judeo-Christian begin? Right there.
Bingo.
God's people came from Isaac.
Yeah.
And then Paul, later in the New Testament, Paul said that they were called Christians first.
By the way, Chuck, where did Jesus come from? He was Jewish.
Yeah.
He was Jewish. So when you say Judeo-Christian, it's a statement of fact.
Well, we call Christianity began with Paul.
Yes.
He said they were called Christians first in Antioch. Where's Antioch?
Exactly.
Modern-day Syria.
Right. And this is a religion for Jew and Gentile. That's the genesis of the religion. Thank you, Chuck. My gosh, you have redeemed America one by one. We'll get through to these people. Either that or they'll just surrender. I'm going to count to 10, take a deep breath, and then I might actually... You know what I'm going to do, guys? I'm going to do this. I'm going to have an extra packet of Relief Factor because I think I need it after those crazy tinfoil hat people coming on my show. Look, we like it because it makes for good radio, but we need to be in fine fettle top form, and that's exactly what Relief Factor does. It's not just a pain. It doesn't just attack inflammation and pain receptors. It also provides energy. This is something I don't talk about enough. It really is an absolutely indispensable, totally natural provider of energy to you. The founders, Pete and Seth Talbot, have created something that is, you know, almost magical in its propensity to do good. Why? No pharmaceuticals. Totally natural. Zero side effects. Its ingredients are omega-3, resveratrol, curcumin, epimedium. Some of these have been used for centuries to attack inflammation and pain receptors. This is a product that only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick starter pack. For me, within 2 weeks of taking it, once in the morning, once at night, sometimes I doubled up in the morning, it got rid of my back pain, and it is still gone. Tens of thousands of our listeners are getting the same kinds of relief that I am getting. And also, look, there's a reason. Very, very serious people like Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, all put their names to this product because it works. If you suffer from daily aches and pains, $20 is all it costs. Go to relieffactor.com right now. Check out the testimonials from across the country. And if you suffer from daily aches, try it now. You will not regret it. I use it. You should do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Go to relieffactor.com now. And then back to your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And still send your suggestions. info@sebgorka.com for our segments with Boris.
Some people did something.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire Infrared Grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now, wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire Infrared Grill will be at 1,000 degrees in 3 minutes. That's right, just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire Infrared at BestHotGrill.com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com. Promo code MIKE2018.
Did you know Dr. Gorka has a new national show and it's called America First? Tune in or else.
Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Sir Michael. Hey, the caller who just dropped off, he wanted to talk about Candace Owens and UPenn. Where did you go? I was just about to go to you. It's absolutely unbelievable. I've just posted the video at the top of my Twitter feed, Seb Gorka. Candace Owens being harassed by Antifa at UPenn last night. Outrageous bigotry, and it's happening now to a young female black conservative. This is the reality the left has created.
Wow.
Let's go back to your calls. Let's go to Mark, line two, Malibu, California. Welcome to America First.
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
I was just kind of just following up on the last two calls before the break, and I was thinking about something. I'm old enough to remember when Iran took our hostages in 1979, held them for 400 days. I'm old enough to remember the Beirut bombing, USS Cole, World Trade Center 1, of course, 9/11, the Oklahoma beheadings by a Muslim, Fort Hood, and on and on and on. But I can't seem to compile a list of Jews attacking Americans on their own soil.
Huh, Mark, I guess you must be reading the wrong history books.
Yeah.
Funny. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be facetious, but that is a stunning, stunning observation that from the 1960s onwards, we've seen Islamist Arab terrorism across the world. Then we have 9/11. And then we have people who think that Israel is the problem. I'm trying to think, when was the last time a Jewish terrorist hijacked a plane? Can you think? And right. those Jewish suicide bombers. Yeah?
But you know what they always talk about? They always talk about the USS Liberty incident in the Mediterranean. It was like, what, 1968 or something?
Right. Yeah, they bring up one incident. Absolutely incredible. Mark, that is a sterling observation. That's the kind of call we're used to here at America First. Thank you so much. Let's go to line... Oh, it's Judy from Brooklyn, line four. Welcome back, Judy.
Oh, I'm fit to be tied. I heard that stupid Fred and then Mike after. I thought, oh, my God. First of all, Dr. Gorka, and by the way, the guy that's called before, he was excellent, excellent. Dr. Gorka, your agenda, he wants to know, what's your agenda? Your agenda is sincerely seeking and speaking the truth wherever it leads you, okay? No question about it. Number two, atheism and Judaism are polar opposites. You cannot be an atheist and be a good religious Jew. It just doesn't work, okay? And just because someone was born a certain thing, like they're Jewish or whatever, doesn't mean that they are good Jews. I'm sorry to say.
Well, look, there's an ethnicity. There's the Semitic ethnicity, because that's actually what Semite means. It means Arab or Jewish. There's the Semitic ethnicity. And then there's the faith choice. I had a friend of mine, totally Caucasian British kid, who married a Jewish girl and he converted. Oh, and by the way, he was 32 years old and he had to have the operation. If you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. Judy, you got to pay attention to me. You got to pay attention.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Why? Go ahead, Judy.
I just want to say that you have, besides that, I want to say you have many friends from different ethnicities. But also, as far as Ilhan Omar goes, her latest remark is unbelievable. Do you realize what she was trying to do? She was trying to whitewash and rewrite history.
Yes.
And you know what? CARE was done because of 9/11 and because our civil rights were taken away. That's why they were there. Lie upon lie. Guess what? She wanted to make it sound like to concentrate that they were victims.
Right. And somebody, I think it was, who was it? I think I was listening to... Thank you, Judy. I think you reminded me of something. Yes, Chris Plant said something in response to Omar's comments that some people did something and then us, CARE was created because we were losing our civil rights as Muslims. That's how she finished it. And then my friend Chris Plant goes on his show, wrong. We, non-Muslims, had our civil rights curtailed. Why? Whether it was the Patriot Act, whether it was the pat-downs at the airport, we had our civil rights curtailed. Why? So that you wouldn't be targeted. It is exactly what you said, Judy. It is the 180-degree reversal of what actually happened in the real world. You nailed it. Thank you, Judy. Dear friends, are you over the age of 50? Are you a member of AARP? If you are, I really want you to reconsider, because they're on the wrong side of all the key issues. If you're a conservative, you should not be a member of that organization, which is on the side of the radical socialists who are today's Democrat Party. Whether it's AOC's radical plan for the environment and the economy, whether it's the post-birth infanticide, pick any big issue, AARP is on the wrong side or silent. I tell you, instead, consider AMAC. AMAC is 1.7 million Americans. Membership in that organization means not only benefits, but having an organization that fights for you and is on your side. Go now to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com. Or you can call them if you prefer, 855-624-4824. That is 855-624-4824. The stakes have never been more serious. You need to be on the winning team, part of an organization that fights for you, your values, and American values. One last time, write it down, please. GorkaForAMAC.com. That is GorkaForAMAC.com. Portions of America First are proudly brought to you in part by AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. We have less than a minute left. We have some great calls out there. I'm going to go to Richard after the break. Then Helen, we'll get to Helen as well. Don't go anywhere. Our number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. While we're in the break, I'm going to go and see what ideas you've emailed to us for what our segments with Boris Epstein should be called, because we're going to make those a regular weekly event, as we do with Jennifer Horn out in L.A. and our Second Amendment regular segment on Fridays. If you have come up with the best name, send it now. info@sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, which just happens to be my Twitter handle as well. S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Get thinking, get emailing, get creative. Back in a jiffy.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, Xander, Holy Spirit, to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women. Coming to TBN weekdays starting April 22nd. It's good friends like Lori Crouch, Christine Kane, Carrie Jobe, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, and many more. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. Starting Monday, April 22nd at 1:30 Eastern, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
You have gone to MyPillow.com, correct? You are sleeping soundly on finest Egyptian cotton Giza Dream sheets with your MyPillow MyPillow under your head? No? Why not? Go now. Massive discounts and free shipping if you use my name at checkout. MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com. But you've got to type in G-O-R-K-A at checkout. Let's go. Straight back to your calls, as I promised. Richard, Line 3, North Carolina. Welcome to America First.
Good afternoon, Sebastian. First-time caller.
Oh, welcome.
Hey, on the Notre Dame fire, don't you think it's a little premature that the media comes to the conclusion that it was basically an accident, maybe by a worker inside doing the construction and remodeling, possibly dropping a cigarette butt or something like that, and versus, why don't we let the arson investigator go in there, do a forensic analysis of the scene, the crime scene. This could be a crime scene, okay? I know you're going to badmouth people out here that say there's a conspiracy, this and that, but, you know, a lot of hate crimes are, the churches are the targets, you know, down
no, no,
here.
No, Richard, hang on a second. I haven't badmouthed anybody who's been reasonable. I've said that when somebody says, with clarity, with conviction, oh, it was burnt to the ground intentionally, I say exactly what you just said. Garbage. Okay. You have no way to know that. The building is still burning. I completely agree with you. Let's wait and see. Let's allow the professionals to do their job. I completely agree. Thank you, Richard. Thank you for calling. I promised Helen in Ohio we'd get to her call. Line 5. Welcome, Helen.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. It's a pleasure, and this is my first time talking to you.
I like that voice, Helen. Very, very nice.
Thank you. I was wanting to comment on that fellow who said this wasn't a Judeo-Christian country, and that's not what it was founded on.
What would you say to him? What would you say to Fred, Helen, please?
Well, I'd like to know where he got his information and what history books he read that led him to that conclusion, because everything I have ever read, definitely this country was founded on the Bible, on Judeo-Christian values.
I'll tell you which books he was reading, Helen. He was reading Howard Zinn, A People's History of America, the totally Marxist, atheistic interpretation. He's been listening to Michael Moore, Noam Chomsky, Oliver Stone. I just received, Helen, yesterday, I received a whole book, beautiful illustrated book. The whole 300 pages is about how the Great Seal of America is a Christian symbol, broken down like an autopsy. 300 pages. That's history. What? That's the truth. I'll be talking to the author on this show. Thank you for calling, Helen. Keep speaking the truth. I'm Sebastian Gorka. That's the second hour down. It's craziness. We are on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, from the ReliefFactor.com studios with Brandon Judd next from the border. He is the president of the Border Protection Council. No one better to tell us about what the situation really is. Don't touch that dial.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.